Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to another service from our home to your home. It's always our pleasure to bring you this service on a Sunday morning. And while we're all home safe and sound during these very interesting times, I'm Reverend Millage Mosby.
And I'm Pam Mosby.
And we are going to get started with Pamela.
Okay. Thanks. Good morning and welcome to Unity Center of Light, a spiritual community that nurtures the growth of all who are seeking to develop the potential of their spirit, mind, and body. Please join me as we affirm our mission and foundation statements. Let's begin with the mission statement. The mission of Unity Center of Light is to empower individuals to express their indwelling divine potential. We teach there is a power within each of us far greater than anything that exists outside of us. And now let's affirm our foundation statement. Together, there is only one power and one presence active in my life and affairs, God the good, omnipotent. Amen. And now we will have our daily word reading for today, Sunday, November the 22nd. And the key word is forgive. And the affirmation is, in the peace of prayer, I release all unforgiveness. If I hold on to feelings of hurt, betrayal, or anger in response to another person's words or actions, I block the flow of divine love and peace in my life. Likewise, holding on to guilt, shame, or embarrassment that may arise when I have hurt another person also keeps me from experiencing divine love and peace. Forgiveness removes all barriers, all obstacles, anything that may be disrupting my experience of the divine presence. In order to forgive myself or another person, I need not justify or approve behavior that is unwelcome. I need only to become willing to forgive. In the peace of prayer, I release all unforgiveness. I feel the healing power of divine love as it dissolves all barriers, all illusion of separation. I forgive, and I am healed. And the scripture is Matthew 6:12, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Amen. And now we'll have the lesson with Reverend Butch.
Thank you, hon. So, we're continuing this series, What's the Goal Here? And this is part five. And the subtitle to this series is going to be, is actually called A Series of Conscious Choices, all right? And, you know, as we travel this spiritual path to awakening, you know, we might be thinking, you know, how long is it going to take to become a master and wake up, you know, to who we truly are, all right? But in the book, Disappearance in the Universe, it explains that everyone asks that question. And nobody likes the answer at first. The answer is, it happens when it happens. However, the time will come before that when you're so happy on your spiritual path that the question when doesn't really matter anymore. In any case, since the Holy Spirit is the inner teacher, you should expect that you will always be a student of awakening for as long as you are in this earthly experience. Okay, so, and that's the truth, you know, and we're going to talk a lot today about this idea of the Holy Spirit. And remember, you know, when we talk about the Holy Spirit, it's not something separate from God. God, Christ, Holy Spirit, all really different aspects of the one, all right? But I always, as I like to say, the Holy Spirit is sort of the action of God. It is God, it is how we experience God in our lives. So we're going to talk about that today. And again, you know, life is a series of choices. And yes, there are the many choices we have to make, you know, on a daily basis about our lives. But in this lesson, we're really talking about the choices we must make to relinquish our will to God's will. All right. And again, as we hear these ideas, sometimes they're challenging to try to grasp them. And, you know, and the common argument from our ego is, why would I want to do that? You know, why would I want to surrender my will? And it's interesting if you think about the fact that as much as we study the concepts of raising our consciousness, the reason for it may still be that the reason we're struggling with it may be that we're still not compelled to make that change, and we're more compelled just to remain as we are. You know, if you think about it, on a daily basis, even though we're saying our prayers and doing our meditation work and so forth, there's still this unconscious or conscious desire to just stay as we are. And it might not be a desire, it's just how it is, all right? So to paraphrase the revealing word, when we do make the conscious choice to dedicate ourselves to become open to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we are consciously surrendering our will to allow the Holy Spirit to infuse us with wisdom, love, and understanding. Okay, now, these are not just qualities that we're given. They are spiritual qualities that we are shown how to become. And I'm going to be talking about becoming a lot in this lesson, especially in the beginning. So our ego loves to claim these spiritual qualities without actually going through the transformation to become them. Okay, our ego and our intellect, we like to say that we are these qualities. But for spiritual transformation to occur, we must become wisdom. We must become love. We must become understanding. We must become the embodiment of these spiritual ideals. And this is a process that happens over time. It's, you know, it's the more you spend time in working with the concepts, the more you find yourself becoming. And we're going to talk about some exercises to help that process to accelerate. Okay. So again, this process happens over time. And where what we thought was wisdom is replaced by true wisdom. What we thought was love is replaced by true love. And what we thought was understanding is replaced by true understanding. And it might be, you know, that this idea of becoming something new, it might be that's what is really our greatest challenge. It is the same idea of being, you know, being born again. You know, we've heard that over again, being born again or being born anew. And these ideas shouldn't be really new to us, because as we look back over our lives, we can tell how we have been born anew or born again from how we previously were, okay? So that's why I say conceptually, we should be able to embrace the idea of what does it mean to be born again or born anew. And as we read in Matthew 18:3, it says, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like a little child, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." And this is referring to a willingness to start over with a clean slate, open and receptive to a new way of being. And also similar to the scripture in Matthew 5:5, "Blessed are the meek." Okay. Now there is the idea in these scriptures of becoming non-resistant, open, receptive, and willing to be changed. And we can, you know, enhance this process of becoming a new being, open and receptive, by incorporating certain practices into our daily routine, okay? And we keep doing those practices over and over again until they actually become our way of life. Now, I found these seven ideals that we can work with. One is accept things as they are. And each one of these really requires more discussion, but just, you know, just going to work with me on this. So accept things as they are is one thing that we can work with. Be grateful, serve others, be in the moment, okay? Embrace humility, practice forgiveness, and have a spiritual routine, a daily spiritual routine, okay? So the idea is to live your life giving, forgiving, and loving in a spiritual way. And these, you know, seven ideals are a good start, a good way to start. And yes, there's more than... There's more than needs to be said about each one of those. You know, if you look at some of them, you say, well, how do I do that? Okay, so we could have more discussion on them. But in the meantime, if you just work with them, they begin, again, as we're going to talk about in this lesson, working with ideas like that, you are sort of giving the Holy Spirit permission to help those ideas expand and unfold inside of you, where you begin to get your own meaning and understanding to them. Okay, so... but they are a good start. They're a good start. And some of them, you know, may be challenging, you know, but still a good start to learning how to be born anew and to sort of live the spiritual life. So as it's written in John 14:27, it says, "My peace I give to you, but not as the world gives do I give it. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid," meaning what comes from living the spiritual life is not like what comes from living the ego life. All right, that's what that scripture is getting at. And yes, the spiritual life seems harder. But it is the life that the Holy Spirit is trying to give to us. All right, so let me say that again. The spiritual life seems harder than just going about our everyday way of being and thinking and so forth. But it is the life that the Holy Spirit is trying to give to us. And again, paraphrasing from the Revealing Word, when we become capable of faithfully connecting our will to divine wisdom, we will be able to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit guiding us through life's choices that will be idealized in wisdom, love, and understanding. And that word idealized, meaning life choices that are far greater than we thought was possible for us. So when you idealize, when you allow the Holy Spirit to idealize wisdom, love, and understanding, you get a meaning and you get an expression in your life that's greater than you thought was possible. So if you're saying to yourself, why do I want to do this? All of it is leading to things occurring in your life that are greater than you thought was possible. Okay? And I mentioned earlier, becoming a new being, open and receptive. Becoming is where surrender must happen. Okay? So becoming is where surrender must happen. And this is where not my will, but thy will must happen. And we can see on a national scale right now, you know, in our country where my will is creating a great divide in our country. And if you're thinking, yes, that is what they are doing, all right, if we all take a minute to think about it, we will become conscious of the fact that we are also trapped in our own my will thinking. Okay? And that's why one of them was sort of, you know, be in the moment, take life as it is. That's a hard thing for us to do, you know, because our opinions, our feelings, our emotions about things makes us want to impose our will, our way that we want to see things done. You know, and that's because in this dream world of illusions, we just can't seem to help ourselves, all right? So as it's described in the Course of Miracles, it says, in the realm of spirit, no thoughts exist apart from God, because God and his creations share one will. The world of perceptions, however, is made by the belief in opposites and separate wills in perpetual conflict with each other and with God. So what perception sees and hears appears to be real because it permits into awareness only what conforms to the wishes of the perceiver. Okay? Now, this leads to a world of illusions, a world which is constantly defensive, precisely because it deals in illusions. Right? So again, I know the Course of Miracles can present things sometimes in challenging ways, but that's really what's true. But we'll go, we'll argue. It's hard to get away from the conflict, all right, because it's so real to me, right? And I get that. You know, that's why we would argue with something like that. Yeah, it's hard for me to not, you know, turn off the TV, not pay attention to what's going on because it's so real to me. And that's what we want to work on in this lesson, is this idea of it being real to me. And the ego is a tricky thing, okay? And it can disguise itself in so many different ways to justify what it believes is real, right? So that's why we will say to ourselves, but this is so real. Right, and you know, we talk a lot about it being an illusion, but no, in our own mind, no, this is real. Okay, but remember, we only see the world through our perceptions, but the Holy Spirit sees the illusion and is constantly working in us to help us see correctly. So that, please, you know, think about that point for a while. So you know, we see the world based on our perceptions. You know, my question is: there is no reality? There's only perception in our where we are right now. We're only dealing in perception, and that's how we see the world. But the Holy Spirit is constantly working in us to try to create a correction. But if we are committed to stubbornly hold on to our illusions, nothing the Holy Spirit does will change that, okay? Because the Holy Spirit seeks to awaken us gently from our dream of self-righteousness. So back to the basics. The basics always are, it's about being willing to let go and let God infuse a new reality into our minds and hearts. That's what it's always about. We always got to go back to basics, right? So the problem is, what we fear, and what we love, and we're not willing to let go of our fears and our loves, not even for Christ's sake. Now, we will say we are. Oh, I'm willing to do that. But you will find when you're kind of mindless, you know, not working with your mind, you'll find those fears come up. You'll find those things, those loves come up that you just can't get away from, okay? And this happens mainly because we do not understand that at higher levels of consciousness, higher levels of awakening, there is a joyfulness that's incomprehensible to our present state of mind. Remember the opening question about how long would it take for us to become spiritual masters? And the answer is, the time will come before that when you are so happy on your spiritual journey that the question of when doesn't even really matter, okay? And the difficult thing for us is to understand that the happiness we now experience, as well as the sadness and the fear we experience, are not acknowledged by the Holy Spirit or God. Let me say that again, right? The happiness we now experience, the fear we now experience, you know, all these things that we're going through, they're not acknowledged by the Holy Spirit or God. Why? Because these emotions are all part of the dream that we are all dreaming, which is keeping us buried in the dream. And I agree, this is a hard thing to wrap around our minds around, okay? Because there are things in the dream that we love, as well as there are things in the dream that we fear. And I forgot where I read this, but it was an analogy that was explaining that if the person sleeping next to you, if you have somebody that sleeps next to you, the person sleeping next to you, you notice they were having a bad dream, you would be unaffected by the person, by what the person was dreaming, because you are not part of the dream, okay? However, out of compassion, you would try to gently wake the person up, gently, so not to startle him or her. Now, once the person was awake, he or she would realize that they were dreaming, and depending on the dream, might be extremely grateful that it was only a dream, okay? But it's the same with us. The Holy Spirit can see that we are dreaming and troubled by many things happening in this life experience, with all of its trials and joys and tribulations. But the Holy Spirit knows that the only true remedy is to help us wake up, all right? To do so, the Holy Spirit must gently correct our thinking in a way that will lead us out and through various levels of awakening. Okay, so you get what I'm saying there. And that's what we've been going through all of our lives. We've been going through various levels of awakening. So the Holy Spirit is working with us to help us go through various levels of spiritual awakening. We've been going through various levels of awakening, you know, in terms of intellectual growth, you know, learning the world and how to be in it, right? Remember, this next level of growth, spiritual growth, you have to make a conscious choice to move to that level. In making that choice, you're then giving the Holy Spirit permission to start waking you up, waking me up, waking us up, you know, but we're only waking up to various levels of awakening. And, you know, so meanwhile, we're trying our best to bring the Holy Spirit or God into the dream. Think about what I'm saying. We're trying to bring the Holy Spirit or God into the dream. We're saying, God, don't you see all these things that are happening? Come into this dream and fix it. Fix the elements of the dream that are troubling us. But for our sake, the Holy Spirit will not do that because it knows it is a dream. The Holy Spirit must remain outside of the dream to give us the guidance we need to make choices based on wisdom, love, and spiritual understanding, which will eventually lead to awakening from the dream. Okay? And, you know, again, like I'm saying, just think back over your life. in challenging times and where you are now, and you look back and you go, I really don't know why I was so bothered by that. Why? Because you have awakened from that dream, okay? And you're now looking at it from a higher level of consciousness. I hope that that makes sense. But as we heard in past lessons, it is in rare moments that we catch glimpses of the Holy Spirit's creative plan to help us wake up. Most folks are in such a deep sleep that the process of awakening can only be realized in small degrees by those who have developed spiritual insight and intuitive feelings into the spiritual realm. And, as we said last week, who practice thinking affirmative thoughts that foster awakening. Okay? So the question we all may, you know, have is, how do I develop spiritual insight and intuitive feelings into the spiritual realm that will help me wake up? I mean, that's a normal question. Well, the answer is by the constant practice, we're back to basics again, of prayerful, mindful thinking. Okay, now, an example of prayerful, mindful thinking, a thought could be, God is in charge of my life and affairs. God is in charge of my life and affairs. Okay, one that I like to use is, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit, soul, mind, and body, knowing that God is in charge of my life and affairs. You can hear I blended two, because many of you know that prayer I started out with, but I blended those two. Knowing that God is in charge of my life and affairs, and I am open to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Okay, so that's a mantra that kind of goes through my head. All right, so when there are things in your life that are troubling you, instead of filling your mind with the troubling thought, focus on an affirmation that will elevate you to a level of consciousness where you will have the spiritual insight and intuitive feeling of God's grace working in your life. Now, I know that's, you know, I'm just saying that, but let's talk about how that happens. What does that look like? So from that practice comes either guidance as to what steps to take, or dissolving of the cause of your stress, okay, one or the other, or maybe both. So if you keep working with an affirmation, you will get the guidance that you need from the Holy Spirit as to work through whatever that is that's challenging you, or that thing that was challenging you will somehow just dissolve and go away, or both, okay? But it's the idea that at the level of grace, you begin to awaken from the dream that has you worried or fearful or frustrated or whatever. And the elements of the dream begin to lose their grip on you. That's the key. We have a difficult time moving past things in our lives that have a real strong mental, emotional, psychological grip on us, and we feel we can't break free of them. Okay? But you have to try this because it really works, right? And the way it works is, now listen, once you embrace the affirmation you're going to use, you must flood your mind with it to the point where there is no room for the fear or worry to enter. However, you will experience tiny slithers of fear or worry trying to work their way into your affirmative thinking, and your ego will try to justify why you need to let them in. So, you hear what I'm saying? So you're working with this affirmation, you do get to a point where you're saying it over and over again. Even if you're out walking, washing the dishes, whatever it is you're doing, you got this affirmation constantly going through your head, okay? But you will get these tiny slithers of the fear trying to slip its way in, okay? And the ego is going to say to you, but no, you can't ignore this. You got to think about this. You got to figure out what you're going to do, okay? But you're going to work. You keep your mind focused on that affirmation. But again, don't give in to that ego drive to try to change what you're doing. Hold on to the affirmative thought. Use the power of your mind to maintain only the affirmation. And it's not easy. But remember, your goal is to wake up from that particular dream. With persistence and dedication, you will engage the help of the Holy Spirit, who will guide you through what needs to be done, or will bring people into your life who can help, or orchestrate a series of things that will resolve the situation peacefully. Or like I said before, all three. Okay, all of those above. Okay, all those things can happen when you're really working with allowing the Holy Spirit to give you the guidance that you need. And trust me again, it does work. Okay, it does work. To paraphrase again from the Course in Miracles, it says, when you are caught up in the whirl of perception, you're caught in a dream, and you cannot escape without help, because everything your senses show you merely witness to the reality of the dream. God has provided us with the help we need to guide us out of what is troubling us. It is the function of His Holy Spirit to mediate between the two worlds. The Holy Spirit can do this because while on the one hand, the Holy Spirit knows the truth of spiritual reality, the Holy Spirit also recognizes our illusion. But without believing in them, it is the Holy Spirit's goal to help us awaken from the dream world by teaching us how to reverse our thinking and unlearn our mistaken beliefs. Okay? Again, that's the power of it, okay? And we pretty much know that we're not going to awaken from the whole dream of this life experience to the degree that Jesus and Buddha did, okay, that, what they accomplished. We're not going to have, that's typically not going to happen for us in this lifetime. Because as we said in the beginning of this lesson, this is why we have the Holy Spirit as our inner teacher, and we should expect that we will always be students of the awakening process for as long as we are in this earthly experience. Okay? And again, for most of us, awakening happens in small degrees, and that's okay, as long as we are continuously awakening. Okay? So in our delusion, we may have a tendency to think that we have a better plan, right? We always think we have a better plan than God does. But as it is written in the book, God Will See You Through, that's a great little book that Colette gave me a long time ago, God Will See You Through. It says, regardless of any challenge facing you, God will see you through. God will see you through safely. God will see you through wisely. God will see you through successfully. And it is a tendency of our intellect to think that we know what is the best strategy for our lives. And much of that comes from the fact that we have been doing, you know, doing our own thing for so long, you know, doing it on our own for so long, you know, at least as we thought, you know, that we were doing it on our own. Wouldn't it be interesting if we could find out how much of what we have accomplished was on our own compared to how much was actually Holy Spirit assisted, right? That would be a fascinating thing to figure out. You know, and then you would be, if you, probably if we could do that, then you could say like Jesus, I myself, you know, can do nothing, right? All that I do is with the assistance of the Holy Spirit. So as we read in Isaiah 54, fear not, my steadfast love shall not depart from you, and my covenant of peace shall not be removed. And here's the part, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Okay? So the purpose of that scripture is to let us know that we do not have a better plan. We have a good plan that could work, but when we're working with the Holy Spirit, we will always get a better plan. Okay? And this is the purpose of doing the prayer work necessary to develop spiritual insight and intuitive feelings into the spiritual realm. Because it is only at this level of consciousness that we come to realize that God's plan, implemented by the Holy Spirit, will be greater than any plan we can come up with. And to paraphrase Florence Scovel Shinn, right, she says, intuition is a spiritual faculty that does not explain why. It just simply points the way. I love that. And what we have to ask ourselves is, am I willing to follow the way the Holy Spirit is showing me? Okay? That's the question I want us to end with. Am I willing to follow the way that the Holy Spirit is showing me? And let me just end with this affirmation. Everything is always working for my highest good, and I am open to receive the intuitive insights that guide me to my highest good. And so it is. All right. Amen. And now we will have a meditation with Pamela.
Oh.
And let's get centered and try to forget all about the craziness that's happening in the outside world. There is so much to be thankful for, so let's meditate on that. Let us begin by closing our eyes and taking in three deep breaths. Inhale. And exhale. Again, inhale. And exhale. One more time, but even deeper this time. Inhale. And a full exhale. Continue with your breathing. Let's find a sensation that brings you to this moment. It can be anything. The sound of your breath, your heartbeat, the sensation of your body sitting, maybe the soft background music. Whatever it is, bring your attention to that. Bring it to that sensation of this present moment. Allow yourself to be absorbed in your own present moment, not holding on to the past or reaching for the future. Now become grateful for that moment. Turn your awareness to your breath and feel gratitude for this very breath that sustains you. No matter what the universe throws at you, your breath is constantly flowing, constantly with you, always giving life. With an inhale now, repeat in your mind, I am. And with an exhale, grateful. I am grateful. Two more times. I am grateful. I am grateful. Allow your breath to radiate out and travel to every corner of your body. Gratitude traveling along with it, touching each space. The crown of your head, your fingertips, and down to your toes. Feel the natural bliss that begins to arise in your body, pulsing through each cell of your being. Now start to expand your gratitude, acknowledging all that has supported you and all the people that you care about. Allow anything to spontaneously arise in your thoughts. Friends, family, a delicious meal, a safe and warm home, fall weather, pumpkin pie, absolutely anything. Be grateful for those surrounding you. Offering friends and family your grateful, heartfelt wishes for their well-being. As you open your heart and extend your gratitude, you create a space for their grateful, heartfelt thanks to come right back to you. And now let's make our journey to the secret place of the Most High. A place of peace, love, joy, and faith. As we get to the door, we remember that before we can enter, we must release and let go any mental baggage, physical baggage, emotional baggage. Allow it all to fall away. And when you are ready, step through that door. And as you do, you feel the presence of the Holy Spirit surround you, infill you, bless you, and heal you. You take a seat. And now for the next few moments in the silence, use this time to pray and receive answers to your prayers and to be still. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you heard our prayers this morning and you have answered them as always. Slowly now start to bring yourself back to your physical surroundings and your social awareness. As you are ready, slowly open your eyes and bring that grateful energy out into your day and every corner of your life. For this wonderful blessing, we do give thanks in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.
Thank you. So this is a time that we open our hearts and minds and allow some of the treasure that flows into our personal lives to flow into our spiritual home. And we ask that you hold your offering blessing in your hand or in your mind. And during this, we're leading up to a week of Thanksgiving and gratefulness. And, you know, we always let you know how grateful we are for you in terms of your support of Unity Center of Light. So with that in mind, let us do our affirmation together, offering blessing together. We bless and give thanks for these tithes and offerings as they go forth to continue thy healing, loving work being done through the Unity Center of Light. And so it is. Amen. Now you can do light notes.
Yes. Light notes for Sunday, November the 22nd. Today, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., the Book Light Book Club will be discussing Return to Love by Marianne Williamson. Please see the link in your updates and e-newsletter. The next Courageous Conversations will be held on Monday, November the 30th, and it will be facilitated by Reverend Butch. So please join us at 7 p.m. On December the 6th, from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., Sherry Lumpkin and Chanel Smith will be facilitating a healing circle. This workshop will use a doll-making ritual. If you are interested, please register by tomorrow so the materials can be purchased prior to the workshop. On December the 13th, we will have a special remembrance service called Lessons in Love with Reverend Butch. We hope you will join us and perhaps invite a friend to watch from their home, too. In fact, please try to invite someone who has not been with us for a while or someone completely new to any of our services. We are planning an exciting virtual Christmas Eve candlelighting service for December the 24th at 7 p.m. We will have beautiful live and recorded holiday music, so please mark your calendars. We would like to have some volunteers to do the readings. If you would like to serve in this way, please call April and let her know. That's the end of our light notes for today.
Okay. Thank you. So we are ready to bless the path we walk?
Yes.
Okay, so let us do that, bless that path with
We're going to bless the path with passion, zeal, and gusto. Together. I go forward in the spirit of the Lord, knowing my way is made easy, joyous, healthy, and prosperous, and I am grateful.
All right. And now we will, now we will do the end with our prayer for protection.
The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And that's the truth.
All right. Well, we've enjoyed bringing you this service today, and we look forward to seeing you in the Zoom session right after.
Yes.
Again, if you have not joined us in Zoom, please do so, and you know, enjoy some of the wonderful times that we have.
And if you're not going to be in Zoom, we want you to have a really wonderful Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes, yes. Have a great Thanksgiving. Safe Thanksgiving.
Yes, yes.
Pamela and I usually have, we've had as many as 40 people here for Thanksgiving, but this time it's just going to be the two of us.
That's
We're
right.
still cooking a turkey, though.
All right.
Enjoy
See
your
you
week.
In Zoom.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.